Книга Иов.
The book of Job, 22:23-28. If you return to the Almighty, you will be built up. You will remove iniquity far from your tents. Then you will lay your gold in the dust and the gold of Ophir among the stones of the brooks. Yes, the Almighty will be your gold and your precious silver. For then you will have your delight in the Almighty and lift up your face to God. You will make your prayer to Him and He will hear you, and you will pay your vows. You will also declare a thing and it will be established for you. So light will shine on your ways. We know that the book of Job is the most ancient writings of God to man. And in the given place of scripture, we see six ancient promises given by God to man that are also the unchanging commands today. And so for them to be legitimate and to be a part of every person or the inheritance of every person, we need to fulfill four conditions. But before listing these four conditions, let's list first these six promises of God, blessings that He has prepared for every person who collaborates his faith with God's faith. The first blessing is you will have your delight in the Almighty. You will say, what is this promise? I would be delighted in a big bank account. But the scriptures say you will have your delight in the Almighty. It says that the righteous will rejoice in the Lord, and so you will be righteous. You will receive salvation as a possession. First, we receive salvation as a guarantee in the format of a seed of justification, and we receive it as a possession in the format of the fruits of righteousness as righteous people. And when it says you have your delight in the Almighty, that means you will be righteous and you will receive your salvation as a possession. The second promise, you will lift up your face to God. The Lord had said to Cain, why is your face cast down and why are you down? Cain, the Lord had looked at Abel and his offering, and He favored him, and He did not favor Cain and his offering, and he became upset. And this then prompted jealousy toward his brother, then hatred, and then murder of his brother. The scriptures say you will lift up your face to God. Your heart will not just be cleansed from dead works, it will be cleansed from bitterness, suspicion. The third promise, you will pray to Him, and He will hear you. In other words, the Lord only hears the confessions of the faith of the heart. And so when the Lord has cleansed our heart from all dead works, from offenses, bitterness, in this heart then, the elementary teaching of Jesus Christ is written from the position of which we begin to confess the faith of our heart, which abides within our heart. You will pray to Him according to His word that's in your heart, and He will hear you. Fourth promise, you will pay your vows. That is, you will fulfill God's commandments. There are different vows. Sometimes a person says, Lord, I vow I will begin to get healthy. I will stop drinking Coca-Cola and going to a fitness club. This is not the kind of thing that you're supposed to do. You're supposed to follow the commandments of God. One of the scribes had said, what commandment do I need to still fulfill? Love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul. This is the first and greatest commandment, and the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. And upon these two commandments are the laws and prophets. We can't just stand upon one leg. If you are given the command, you need to walk on one leg now, love only God, and you don't have to love your brothers and sisters. You have to stand upon both legs, love the Lord and His inheritance. You will pay your vows, you will fulfill His commandments. Fifth promise, you will declare your intentions and they will be established for you. This intention is the one that was in God, and it will be established because it's in God. you need to submit your will to God's will, and when you fulfill God's will, then those intentions then that are present in God's will and fulfill God's will, they will be established. They will come to pass. Those intentions that are out of Christ, they're lawless, they have their wicked intentions. The Lord did not guarantee that those will be fulfilled. And the sixth promise is light will shine on your ways. Upon what ways? If we walk before God and we please God. In the last sermons we have been hearing that our pastor's been preaching that Enoch walked before God, Noah walked before God, their walk pleased God, and this kind of walk upon these ways will have this light that will shine. And these are the six promises God has prepared, but to prepare to receive these prepared promises, we need to fulfill four conditions. First, we need to return to the Almighty. Second, we need to remove iniquity far from our tent. Third, we need to lay our gold in the dust and gold of Ophir among the stones of the brooks. And fourth, let the Almighty be our gold. It's not possible to let God be, or Almighty be our gold, until we lay our gold in the dust and the gold of Ophir among the stones of the brooks. This is materialistic prosperity, materialistic success. Until materialistic success, while we still depend upon it, God will not be, Almighty will not be our gold. He becomes our gold when we are able to lay our gold in the dust and gold of Ophir among the stones of the brooks. And what needs to happen to behave this way? You need to remove iniquity far from your tent and return to the Almighty. Malachi 3:7-10, it says, "You have gone away from my ordinances and have not kept them. Return to me, and I will return to you, says the Lord of hosts." But you said, "In what way shall we return? Bring all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house." Right now we will sing a psalm, and in this psalm we will demonstrate, and the service we will demonstrate, that the Lord, we have returned to you as our Almighty, because we have removed iniquity far from our tent. And iniquity included that we looked at our success and we measured our spiritual growth or our levels based upon materialistic things. We lay our gold in the dust and gold of Ophir among the stones, and we instead consider you. You are now Almighty, our gold. Let us stand and sing a psalm and participate in this great service.
Шалом, Иерусалим, наш вечный дом не станет.
Allow me to again remind us that every time when the nation of Israel honored God in their tithes and offerings in the tabernacle of Moses, temple of Solomon, they were required as a command of Moses that he received from God to stretch out their hands over their tithes and proclaim a great proclamation, which they continued to do for thousands of years. We're the same Israel. We are connected to the same roots, nourished by the same olive tree. We will do the same thing. Please stretch out your hand over your tithes and pray together with me. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I have separated my tithe from my house and have brought it into your temple so that you may have food within your house. I do not give in sorrow. I do not give in uncleanness. I do not give for the dead. I deeply believe in your unchanging word, and I am glad that I have the privilege to demonstrate my love and to acknowledge your authority. Now, in accordance to your words, I pray, may your heavenly windows be open, and may your blessing come without end upon your redeemed nation. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Amen. May you be blessed. Please be seated.